You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall command our souls to bless the Lord on this day and in this time and in this now. Welcome to this hour of prayer. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed, and let us pray. Amen. Let us join our faith together. Let us come together in His name. The Bible says when two or more of us are gathered in His name, there I am in the midst. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us just bow to this moment. Bow in this moment. Bow our hearts. Bow our minds. Bow even in a physical posture, if it's impressed upon you. We're bowing, we're submitting to you, God, in this moment, and we are exalting you. Yes, we are coming with things. We're coming with labors. We're coming heavy laden, and we are bowing, we're choosing to bow and to submit to you and reverence you right now. We are choosing to humble ourselves and exalt you right now. We're choosing, hallelujah, to deny ourselves and our thoughts and exalt you and acknowledge you, hallelujah, in this moment right now. And God, we just lift you up. You are our source, yes, and you are our help, yes, and you are our way, yes, and you are our truth, and yes, you are our life. Hallelujah. And yes, you are our peace. And you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And you are Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you, hallelujah, that you came down to be with us, commune with us, save us, rescue us. And that is true for even in this day and time. That you are looking low and sending heaven on our intervening and sending heaven on our behalf to help us, rescue us, save us, deliver us, bless us, tend to us, comfort us. Yes, God. And we believe, and we believe, and we believe, oh God, and help us with our unbelief. And as we submit, oh God, we ask that you will forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. And as we submit and exalt you and choose to bless your name, oh God, let the sacrifice of our praise right now, let the sacrifice of our thanksgiving, let the fruit of our lips in this now be unto you an acceptable. May it be a sweet savor. Oh God, may our worship unto you be a sweet savor, a sweet aroma, God. We worship you, hallelujah. We magnify you, hallelujah. We glorify you, hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We applaud you. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, our sins. Wash us anew, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. Hallelujah. Give us a heart for you, a desire for you. Increase that yearning for you. Lord God, turn up the fire of the passion for you, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us have a perpetual hunger and a thirst for you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you that you are the only living God, sitting high, oh God, that the heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool? What is impossible for you? Oh, as I am reminded, even driving just less than an hour ago, and I saw a license plate that said Luke 1:37, for with God, for with God, nothing is impossible. For with God, nothing is impossible. Yes, God, we are with you in that troubled place, in that heavy laden place, in that laboring place, in that problematic place, in that stressful place, hallelujah, in that worried place, in that hurting place, in that sick place, in that bedridden place, in that bound place, oppressed place, unforgiving place, lacking place, empty place, depressed place. God, we are there. And as we are seeking you, you are with us. And I thank you for coming, oh God. And I see it like an eagle coming down to scoop up the baby eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. Wrapping us in your wings, oh God, girding us up, hallelujah, in your truth, encouraging us in that place, hallelujah, blessing us in that place, hallelujah, materially and immaterially, that with God, yes, Lord, nothing is impossible. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that it may seem impossible for us, because of how long it's been. It may seem impossible for us because it looks like and it feels like, and the reality of our senses is that it's getting worse and it has gotten worse. Oh God, Risa Yangondia, we thank you, Lord God, that it is still not impossible. I thank you, oh God, that the thing is like in the status of a grave place, forsaken place. Oh God, but it's not impossible for you. It is not impossible for you to come in and gird us up in a spirit of encouragement, and gird us up in the spirit of peace, and gird us up in the spirit of joy, and gird us up in the spirit of life and life more abundantly, and gird us up, hallelujah, with your word of truth and your word of life, and gird us up and make a way out of no way. God, it is not impossible for you. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, that this thing, that this just this nagging thing is not impossible to see you move. It's not impossible to see you turning it around. It's not impossible to see this mountain move. It's not impossible to see this thing that is shut up fall, hallelujah, at your word. Them walls fall even at the sound of our praise. It's not impossible, oh God. God, where we see dark, give us a vision of light. God, where we see nothing, give us a vision of hope. God, Lord God, where we see it is over, give us a vision, hallelujah, of you being the author and the finisher, and of our faith, and that we may be in the middle, and we did not, we could not predict this middle, we did not foresee this middle, we did not know we will face this middle, but the author and the finisher of our faith did. Alpha and Omega knew the way that we will go, in the wilderness that we will see, in the dry that we will face, in the heat that we will feel. God, I thank you, Jehovah Ra, our shepherd, for leading us through the valley of the shadow of death. Jehovah Rapha, I thank you for healing as we traverse through. We thank you for your healing grace and your healing anointing. Heal our minds, even heal the way we think as we come to you, heavy laden, as we come to you, downtrodden, as we come to you, beaten, as we come to you, even maybe having backslidden. Heal us, oh God. Heal our hearts, oh God. Heal, yes, God. Heal our minds, oh God. Give us a fresh perspective, oh God. Help us to take the thoughts captive and bring it into obedience of you, Christ. Lord, deliver us from a double mind, from going to and fro, back and forth, because we are considering the things that we see and considering the things that we feel, and considering our emotions and considering what other people say and considering what other people did and considering the facts. God, you are the fact. Help us to be of a sound mind. Help us and give us the mind of Christ, that we will move with the mind of Christ. God, help us to speak to those things that are not as though they are. God, help us to believe in the midst of the storm. Help us to believe when all things are speaking impossible. Woo! Help us, oh God, to believe when we are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Help us, oh God, to press forward. Hallelujah. When everything seems to be coming against us, help us, oh God, in those weak places. Thank you for reminding us that when we are weak, your strength is made perfect. Help us to endure the waiting season. Somebody say, with God, nothing is impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. Resaya kandaraya. That is the word. That's the word. That is the word. That is the word. I received that word on the way to the house to enter and to submit into this place of prayer. That is the rhema that God is giving us. That's the ruha that He's breathing on us today. In this now, I got it when I was on the way to. Let us be. It's in the obedient place that we see His miracle working power, that we experience His miracle working power. It's in the obedient place. And even sometimes, it may be the hardest thing to do is obey. It may be the hardest thing. Hallelujah. Resakataya. God, let us obey no matter how hard. God, let us seek no matter how hard. God, may we be a continual, giving forth a continual prayer. No matter the pressure, no matter how much we want to stop, no matter how much we want to turn away, no matter, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes. Help us to obey, oh God. Help us to obey. Help us to obey. Help us to obey. Help us to obey you. Help us to obey that in that place, oh God, we experience your delivering power. In that place, we experience. Freedom. Yes, freedom. In that place, we experience your truth. Help us to seek that in that place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things be added unto us. In that place, it starts to overflow. In that place, hallelujah, the answers come. In the place of seeking you, O God, in the place of seeking you, hallelujah, our love for you increases, our attachment to you tightens and strengthens. We become more attached. Lord God, yes, help us to become more attached to you than people. Help us to become more attached to you in your words than people and what their words have been. Help us to become more attached to you and what you've done for us versus being attached to what someone has done or not done to us. Oh God, help us to be more attached to you, our living water, and detach us, oh God. Resa basanda rokondia, from the things, Lord God, that in this season you say no to. Help us, oh God, even maybe for some of us to become more attached to you, our daily bread, and detached and less attached and no attachment to the things that may be sucking us dry, draining us, depleting us. If that is what you say, help us to have discernment. Help us by giving us discernment. Help us. Ooh, Jesus, help us by giving us wisdom. Help us, Yerobo Kurusia, by giving us a revelation. Help us by visiting us in our dreams. Help us to know. Help us to hear your voice. Help us in sharpening our hearing. And even now, I thank you, Holy Spirit, I hear the Lord say that one of the ways that we sharpen our hearing of hearing God is by being a doer of his word. And the more we do, hallelujah, the sharper our hearing, yes, becomes. Glory. There's a connection between the hearing and the doing, that I'm hearing and I'm doing, and I'm hearing and I'm doing, and I'm increasing in the hearing and I'm doing, and I'm increasing in the hearing and I'm doing, and I'm increasing in the hearing and I'm doing, no matter if I feel like it or not, no matter if Risa Yokondia is working out it's seemingly working out for me or not. I am doing your word. I am doing what thus saith the Lord. It reminds me of Joseph in this place of the Holy Spirit saying, no matter if it's seemingly working in my favor in the moment or not, he was still doing God's. He was still doing God's word. He was still doing in his relationship with God, even as it seemingly wasn't working in his favor at a certain time. See, even when he was betrayed by his brothers, sold to the Midianites, sold into slavery, sold, hallelujah, rebo kondi arabasanda rabo sikia, into a place of servitude, cast into prison. He was still doing the word of God, still seeking Adonai, the Lord God Almighty. God, may we help us to become detached from the situations and the things that is not deterring me from seeking you. That is not even... Here we go. Oh, here we go, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit just dropped this nugget. It looked like it kept getting worse, but he was getting closer to the manifestation of the dream. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus. The worst, like, it was getting worse in the natural. Mm-hmm. But he was getting closer to the manifestation of the promise that God spoke to him when he was in the land of with his father. Come on, somebody. When he was clothed and robed with many colors. Hallelujah. Rebakandaraya. As he got further from the robe stripped from him. In the natural, on the earth, he was getting closer to the manifestation of God's word that he spoke. Closer to his miracle. It could have been seen. It's getting drier. It's depleting. My finances are depleting. It looks like it's getting worse. It looks like I'm in a mess. And God says, even now, we are closer. Some of us are closer than we realize. Hallelujah. Let us keep seeking the Lord as we are. Yes, Lord. Let us keep falling at his feet, lying prostrate before him. God, I thank you. I thank you for breathing on us. Oh, Lord, I thank you that as we come to you in the labors, and as we come to you heavy laden, and as we come to you, oh God, thank you that you are giving us rest. Thank you, Lord, that you are giving us a rest and speaking to us that with you, with God, nothing is impossible. Thank you that as we come to you, you are dealing with the distress. Yes, God. You are dealing with the deeply distressed. As we come to you, yes, Lord. It also reminds me of the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. As she was deeply distressed, her son had died. She set her son on the prophet Elisha's bed, and she sought the Lord. She sought the prophet of God. She sought Elisha. She set that thing. I'll say that his bed was an altar. It was the altar. We set that dead thing. Come on, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Set the dead thing on the altar. Set the impossible thing on the altar of God. And let us seek God. Set the thing. She knew that God promised her this son. God, it's God's job, hallelujah, to bring that promise to pass. Yes, God. No matter if it seems now the opposite of what the promise is. She sought the man of God regarding the promise. And God's Ruha, Elisha went back, prayed over the boy. The boy grew warm. He prayed some more. The boy came to life. Let us not stop praying until we see the life of the promise that God put in our belly, the life of the promise that God whispered to us. Yes, hallelujah. We're seeking you, God. Even I'm going back to Holy Spirit bringing me back to Joseph. The worse that it appeared in the natural, the closer he got to the blessing, the closer that he got to the miracle coming to pass, the manifestation. I just believe that it's, even if it's for one person, that we are closer. You are closer than it looks. The circumstances are deceiving us. What we see around us is deceiving us. Thank you, O God, for a steadfast spirit. Thank you, O God, for your spirit. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Reba sandara bo kondia reba saya, for not allowing us to throw in the towel. Thank you, Father God, for that even when we threw in the towel, you threw the towel back to us. You're throwing the towel back to us. Thank you for the plan that you have for us. Thank you for the promise that you have for us. Thank you, O God, for the breakthrough you have for us. Thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance that you have for us. Thank you, O God, for the second wind that you have for us. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For in that place where there we have curiosity, we have confusion. Thank you, O God, for ministering in that place. Thank you, Lord God, for sending your angels to minister your truth to us in our left ear, in our right ear. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we present ourselves to you for the renewing of our minds. Thank you, O God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, O God, for helping us in ordering our footsteps and positioning us, hallelujah, before the God doors. Yes, hallelujah. The door that you have set before us. The table that you have set before us, even in the presence of our enemies. Yes, God, let us hold on to your word, oh God, to the dream, to the vision. Hallelujah, for it shall not tarry. The Bible says in Habakkuk, to that though it tarry, ooh, it is for an appointed time. And when that appointed time it arrives, it will not tarry. It will not delay. It cannot delay. God, whatever has been holding us up, Reba Sandabosia, I thank you, oh God, that you are moving in that place. Whatever has been held up, even in the spiritual realm, Yerabosonga. We thank you for sending your warring angels on our behalf, warring on our behalf. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that whatever's been trying to stop our blessings from overtaking us, that even the warring angels and the angel Michael is fighting on our behalf, and even on your behalf, to see to it that what you spoke from the heavenlies shall overtake us on the earth. Yes, God. We thank you for it right now. Thank you for it right now, oh God. We thank you for it right now, oh God. We thank you for it right now, oh God. We thank you for your way, oh God. It's definitely not like our way, and we are grateful for that. Your ways are better. Your way is greater. And so, God, we thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Right now, we say thank you. Right now, oh God, we say thank you. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Some of us, even if we're like sitting, we need to get up and walk around and just say thank you. Walk around that home and say thank you. Walk around that office and say thank you. Walk around that hospital room if ye are able and say thank you. Sit up, put the remote to let the bed sit up a little bit, even if it's a little
and say thank you. Oh, thank you. Reba saka rebosia. Reba yandarabosia. We say thank you. In that wheelchair, we say thank you. In that sick bed place, oh God, we're saying thank you. In that discouraged place, God, we say thank you. We are thanking you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And your word informs us, make us aware that you inhabit the praises of your people. Ooh, the Bible and Apostle Paul says that in every situation, give thanks. Okay. Oh, resaya kondo rebasaya. I came, hallelujah, to come alongside of you, hallelujah, and to take you by the hand in the spirit and say, let's say thank you. Join me in giving thanks unto God, hallelujah. In the weak place, we say thank you. In the overwhelmed place, oh, we say thank you. In the unfair place, oh, we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you in the hurting place. We thank you in the grieving place. We thank you in the mourning place. We thank you in the wondering place. Oh, God, we thank you in the stuck place. We thank you in the stagnant place. We thank you in the jobless place. We thank you in the forsaken place. We thank you in the emotionally hurting place. We thank you in the rejected place. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you that we finally even reached a place that is working out for our good. We thank you for making a way. We thank you, oh God, in the famine place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the feasting place. We thank you, oh God, in the harvest place. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, in the courageous place. We thank you, oh God, in that place of feeling less than. We thank you, oh God, in that place of feeling insecure. We thank you, oh God, in that confident place. Why do we thank you in the confident place? Because we want to keep pride from attaching to us. We thank you, hallelujah, as we achieve. We thank you, oh God, as we succeed. We thank you, oh God, as our accounts are filling up. Why? Because I don't want to, I dare not to step in a place of pride and step in a place that I no longer have to depend on you, God. So you know what I do? Hallelujah. Even in the success of the thing, I'm gonna make sure that I say thank you, because I want you to be Lord and not my finances, and I want you to be Lord and not my accolades, and I want you to be Lord of my life and not my achievements, and I want you to be Lord of my life and not people's praises, and I want you to be Lord continually, be Lord of my life and not myself. God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you in the tired place. We say thank you when in the place of just not, I don't know how I'm going to make it to the next moment. Oh, God, we say thank you. We say thank you in the barren place. Ah, for with God, all things are possible. For with God, nothing is impossible. Not even the barren place can shut up God. Not even the barren place can shut out God. God, we say thank you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we say thank you. We say thank you in that place of maybe having to sleep in our car. We say thank you in that place of maybe having to sleep on somebody else's couch. For it shall not be like this forever. And so, God, we say thank you. We say thank you in the place of owning a home. We say thank you in the place of renting. Oh, God, we say thank you in the place of not knowing when our rent is going to come from, where it's going to come from, if it's going to be on time. God, we say thank you. Thank you. Ooh, thank you for providing Jehovah Jireh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you in the accepted place. Thank you in the rejected place. God, we say thank you. Thank you in a dejected place. God, we say thank you. Thank you in the approval place. Thank you for the approval. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. Thank you in the denial place, because if we got denied, then either one or two things, you'll have us to go back and knock again, or you have something better. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, as we are applying. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. As we are waiting on the response. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the favorable response. Thank you, oh God, in the place of not yet getting a response. God, we say thank you, oh God. Let your response, Rebasaya, overtake the earth. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. Thank you for the open doors. God, we say thank you for the doors that you have closed. Hallelujah. For it is all directing our steps into the manifestation of the plan that you have. God, we say thank you. Thank you for teaching us how to walk in a power and authority. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebasaya. Thank you in the place of feeling inadequate. Thank you in the place of feeling adequate, God. We say thank you. Thank you for teaching us how to depend on you in everything, for everything, hallelujah, and about anything. God, oh, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We fill our cup up, hallelujah, rebasaya, with thanksgiving right now. We say thank you that we are with you and nothing is impossible. God, we say thank you for opening our minds to what that even means in the fullness thereof. God, we say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we always can come to you. Thank you, oh God, Rebasakatia, for forgiving us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Thank you for your help, oh God. Thank you for your living water, oh God. Thank you for your daily bread, oh God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Rebasanda, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard. Thank you, oh God, for making us more than conquerors. Thank you that we are your masterpiece, your workmanship, that with you we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for teaching us to walk in truth, talk in truth, think in your truth, oh God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, rebasaya. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Ah, thank you, oh God. Thank you in a place when it doesn't make sense. Thank you in a place where it makes sense. Thank you in that place, oh God, when we want to lean on our own understanding. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us how to trust you. Ayarabasiya. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you when it's in the clarity. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah. In the place of it not being clear yet. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for teaching us how to be peacemakers. Thank you, oh God, for helping us to be patient, gentle, kind, faithful, good, loving, peaceful. Did I say peaceful? Peaceful. Did I say peaceful? Peaceful. Thank you, God. Thank you for teaching us how to have peaceful conversations, blessed conversations, even in the hard conversations. Thank you for teaching us how to have healthy conversations. Thank you, oh God, for dealing with our mouth. Help us to speak life, blessing. For life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Thank you, God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your healing power, your healing anointing. Breathe your breath of healing and your breath of life. Thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you. Hallelujah. You know what happens? The Holy Spirit is letting me know when we are in a place of just thanking God, we're orienting ourselves to Him. We're turning ourselves away. We're turning our thoughts, our mind, our attention away from what's going on, and we're directing ourselves to God, even if it's just in that moment. We're turning to Him, looking to Him. So God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that even as we turn our attention to you, as we redirect ourselves to you, you are tending to the situation. You are intervening. You are moving on our behalf. You are, oh God, speaking for us. You, oh God, by your outstretched hand. Is your arm too short? By your outstretched hand, you moved and delivered a nation. Oh Lord, by your outstretched hand, you're delivering us. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Yes, God. Even deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from the spirit of sabotage, self-sabotage. Deliver us, oh God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we bless your name. And we bless your name. Jehovah Jireh, we bless your name. I thank you, God, that even as we go forward from this time of communion, fellowship, prayer, partnership with you, I thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for your instruction. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the gentleness of you. Thank you, God. How beautiful it is to submit to you. How beautiful it is to submit to you. May we continue to partake in that beauty and see you beautify us inside and out and all around. In Jesus' name, we bless you, God. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Under the sound of my voice, you are blessed. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmeracha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.